Good to be with you.
很高兴再次来到大家中间。
Do you recall what we talked about last month as we continue our walk through the Gospel of Mark?
你们记得我们上次讲马可福音的时候讲到了哪些吗？
We know that Jesus has entered Jerusalem at this point, right?
我们知道耶稣已经进入到耶路撒冷了哈。
But what was I share so much when I get up to talk and I share so many verses, I think sometimes it's hard to, okay, what am I taking from this? Because, there's just a lot of text that we look at when I share.
传道的时候，我运用了很多的圣经，有时候不知道大家有没有从中间抓住些什么重要的，对你有帮助的经文。
But do you recall maybe a main point that we were able to grasp at the conclusion of last month's message?
我们上个月讲的信息，你还记得它的重点是在哪里吗？
I'll give you a key word, image, when we think about the image of God.
我给大家提示一下，就是神的形象。
Or our image of Jesus.
或者耶稣的形象。
And so I think one of the things that I took away, sometimes we use the word take away, is that sometimes our image of Jesus is tailored in a personal way. It's not always accurate, but many times we have this image of Jesus, how he works, who he is. And so I think that was part of the conclusion to last time.
我们上次讲的重点，大家希望大家记得，就是我们每个人对于主、对于耶稣，你有你自己的认知，但那个认知不见得是圣经上所讲的。
And so as Jesus was entering Jerusalem, the people had this common image that he was going to conquer like a military hero.
所以当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，大家对他的认知就是这是一个来打仗的、来带领我们得胜的一个政治人物。
You remember that?
还记得吗？
And they were very disappointed that Jesus did not fulfill their expectation.
他们发现耶稣没有照他想象的去做、去打、去暴动，他们非常失望。
And they wanted someone with might and power and to subdue the Romans.
他们希望来的是一个强有力的一个军事家，能够把罗马政府能够推翻。
But Jesus came on a donkey, lowly, humble.
但耶稣谦卑的骑着个驴来进来了。
And it reminded me of, as I was reflecting, after I preach, usually I will walk with the message for another week or two, just reflecting on what I'm sharing. And this is like after I leave the church and you leave the church and we go on with our life, I'll take another week or two and just reflect on what I preached.
所以我讲完之后回去对这个经文我又思想了一两个星期。
And the verse that came to my mind immediately was my thoughts. God says in Isaiah 55, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways.
我就想起圣经上的话，神说我的道路不是你的道路，我的意念也高过你的意念。
Right? As the heavens are higher than the earth, God says, so are my ways higher than your ways.
神说天怎样高过地，照样我的意念也高过你的意念。
And so I think Paul has this in mind when he's writing about the way the Spirit of God works in our lives in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, for example.
所以就像保罗在哥林多前书第二章里面讲到的圣灵在我们身上的工作。
Right, and so the Spirit of God reveals certain things to you that are mysteries to other people.
当圣灵向你启示一些事情的时候，这件事情对其他人来说可能是个奥秘。
Yeah, and so...It's the same kind of thought that without the Spirit of God, we're not able to really see Jesus or even our own lives in light of His kingdom.
如果没有圣灵的启示，我们很难认清楚耶稣到底是谁，也甚至对我们自己的生活也没有搞清楚。
And so this leads us up to the text that we read this morning for today.
我们今天要来看刚刚读的这段经文。
And some commentators believe that what we're seeing here is the structure.Of Mark that is like, maybe we could call it a sandwich.
有些解经的时候，我们今天读到的这一段经文呢，从结构上来讲，有点像个叫做三明治的结构。
And even though Jesus' primary function is to talk about the the temple and the judging of the temple, he uses this parable to illustrate a point.
耶稣主要要讲的事情是对于圣殿，在圣殿中发生的这段事情，但是他把前后把这个无花果这些也加进来了。
Carefully choosing the metaphor of a fig tree.
他用的无花果树做了个比喻。
And it reminded me about my own experience, so this was probably maybe more than 10 years ago when we bought our property, we had a tree in the front yard and it was dying.
所以我就记得十年前我们买了个房子，那个房子里有一个树在前院里面，那个树看上去要死了。
And I think maybe we were digging up some bushes near the tree, and so probably we somehow injured the root system of this tree in the front yard.
那也可能是我们在这个树周边清理一些那个灌木的时候呢，可能把这个树的根给它伤到了。
And we didn't have a lot of trees in our front yard, and so I really wanted to save this tree.
我们前院没有别的树，就这一棵快要死的树，我真的想把它救活。
Even though my wife and my kids said, "Dad, let's just cut it down."
虽然说我的太太跟小孩说这个没救了，砍了吧。
But I ask, hey, give me just a little more time and let's see if it will recover.
我说给他点时间吧，看看能不能活过来。
But it never recovered.
后来也没活过来。
And we cut it down.
我们就把它砍了。
And this is related to our message today.
那这个故事呢，跟我们今天讲的还是有关联的。
You'll see what I mean. Let's pray.
我们先一起祷告。
Yeah, Lord, we just need your help today.
主啊，我们需要你的帮助。
So give us ears to hear and a heart that will say yes to God.
给我们一个能听的耳朵，一个受教的心。
In Jesus' precious and holy name.
我们奉耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we find that Jesus gives this parable about the fig tree.
所以我们看到耶稣对这个无花果树有一个比喻。
And the text in English is the next day as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. And so seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf,He went to find out if they had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves because it was not the season for figs. And then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it.
所以这里马可记载说，第二天他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣饿了，远远的看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可以找着什么。到了树下，竟找不着什么。不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候。耶稣就对树说，从今以后永没有人吃你的果子。他的门徒也听见了。
Yeah, it seems that Jesus is hungry, right?
看起来就是耶稣因为饿了。
And so as he approaches again Jerusalem, he sees this fig tree.
他因为饿就看到一棵无花果树。
But why is Mark inserting this brief incident?
马可为什么要把记载这个很简短的看起来是一件小事呢？
Could this fig tree have a deeper significance?
这个无花果树有什么特别的意义吗？
Maybe the tree represents something.
或者有什么象征某些东西吗？
I think so. If we look at the prophetical writings in the Old Testament, we see they sometimes referred to Israel or the temple as a fig tree.
是的，以色列的先知有时曾经把以色列或者圣殿比作一棵无花果树。
One example is the prophet Hosea.
有一个先知何西阿就有这样的记载。
And we see that God said through the prophet,
我们看见在何西阿书有这样的记载。
Like grapes in the wilderness, I found Israel. Like the first fruit on the fig tree in its first season, I saw your fathers.
在何西阿书九章十节记载说，主说我遇见以色列如葡萄在旷野，我看见你们的列祖如无花果树上春季初熟的果子。
And similarly, the prophet, we would say Joel, he had this lamentation about the fig tree.
所以先知约珥的书上也有这样的哀叹。
For a nation has come up against my land, God said, powerful and beyond number. It has laid waste my vine and splintered my fig tree.
在约珥书一章六到七节这样的记载说，有一对蝗虫，又强盛又无数，侵犯了我的地，它毁坏了我的葡萄树，剥了我无花果树的皮。
And so it's not unusual. This is prophetical language to use these kinds of metaphors that God's people would understand.
那这里都讲的，在当初在写的时候，都是写的是预言。
And even Jesus in his teaching, as we compare the different gospel accounts, we see that he uses the parable of a fig tree in one of his teachings.
所以耶稣自己也曾经用无花果树的比喻来讲明一个道理。
But the example that I want to share is from Luke, Gospel of Luke.
所以在路加福音里面就有这样的一段记载。
So Jesus gives the following parable.
耶稣用了下面的比喻。
He said, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came seeking fruit on the tree and found none. And then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, right? And find none. So, cut it down, right? Why does it use up the ground?
有一个人，一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里，他来到树前找果子，却找不着，就对管园的说，看哪，我这三年来到这无花果树前找果子，竟找不着，把它砍了吧，何必白占地土呢？
Sounds like that God is looking for fruit from this tree that he's planted.
所以神在他种的这个无花果上，他在找果子。
And that God has been very patient. He's been waiting year after year to see if fruit was come to bear.
所以神等了一年又一年，总共等了三年。
But he reaches a point where it's time for judgment. He has to make a decision. And so he says, okay, cut it down.
所以最后一直都找不着，一直都不结果，最后怎么办呢？他就说，那叫审判，审判的时候来了，就把这树砍了吧。
I believe that this certain man is talking about the Lord himself.
这一个人呢，我觉得讲的就是耶稣自己。
It seems Jesus found no fruit.
因为耶稣也在这个无花果树上找不到果子。
No figs, right? Which he could not tell from a distance, right? Because he's walking up to the tree, he's some distance from the tree, and because of all the leaves, it would be hiding at that time of year, this fruit, the fig tree fruit.
所以耶稣来找这个果子，但是呢，这个树上的叶子很茂密，但这个叶子把这个树都遮住了，但是以为有果子，实际上到那面前一找，看见叶子找不到果子。
So usually it would bear fruit several times a year, once in the spring, that wasn't quite edible, and then later in the year, maybe around June, it would be edible fruit that the fig tree would bear.
无花果树一年结两次果子，大概春天结一次，但春天结的第一次果子是不能吃的，能吃的是在大概六月份结的果子。
So maybe Jesus is talking about more than just the absence of edible figs.
耶稣可能这里讲的可能是不只是没有一个可以吃的果子而已。
It's like, you know, the prophet Micah who depicted a time when God's people would lack fruit in their lives.
我相信耶稣这里所说的不仅是没有可吃的无花果，而是更深层的属灵的问题，就是神的子民不结果子。
It's a prophetical word says, woe is me, for I have become as when the summer fruit has been gathered, as when the grapes have been gleaned. There is no cluster to eat, no first ripe fig that my soul desires.
在弥迦书里面有这样一段记载说，哀哉，我好像夏天的果子已被收尽，又像摘了葡萄所剩下的没有一挂可吃的，我心羡慕初熟的无花果。
So what kind of fruit are we talking about then?
这里到底说的是什么样的果子呢？
Maybe like Paul will later talk about the fruit of the Spirit, maybe, that kind of fruit?
可能是保罗在新约里面讲到的圣灵所结的果子吗？
Is Jesus talking about the fruit of righteousness and justice?
会不会是耶稣讲的是公义正直？
Or maybe mercy, care, and concern for the poor?
或者是怜悯以及对贫穷和被边缘化人的关怀呢？
You know, perhaps this scripture came to his mind after his brief visit to the temple that first evening.
可能刚刚讲的这些旧约的经文，可能在耶稣前一天进入圣殿之后，在回去的路上，他就想到这些经文了。
Or I think about this verse from Jeremiah.
或者在另外一处先知耶利米他的记载。
It says, when I would gather them, he's talking about his people, I think. When I would gather them, declares the Lord, There are no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree. Even the leaves are withered, and what I gave them has passed away from them.
这先知耶利米代表上帝所发出的哀叹，他说：“我必使他们全然灭绝，葡萄树上必没有葡萄，无花果树上必没有无花果，叶子也必枯干， 我所赐给他们的必离开他们而去。
It seems that the fig and the fig tree have something more to do with God's people, the nation of God, and about how sorry their condition is at this moment in history.
所以无花果和无花果树很可能象征着整个以色列民族以及他的领袖以及圣殿属灵光景的败坏和荒凉。
And that's why we see in verse 14, then he said to the tree, Jesus said, may no one ever eat fruit from you again.
所以耶稣就对那棵无花果树说，从今以后永远没有人吃你的果子。
And in a prophetic way, Jesus cursed the tree.
从这个先知性的角度，耶稣就咒诅了那棵无花果树。
Now this is not something that Jesus went around doing all the time, cursing trees, right?
我们知道耶稣通常很少会咒诅什么东西的，更别说咒诅一棵树。
So this leads us to conclude maybe this tree represents something more than just the tree.
所以我们可以推断，这个树不仅仅只是它本身而已，它一定是有个预表的。
Jesus is probably using prophetic language to talk about the temple of God in Jerusalem.
耶稣很可能这里讲的是这个耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And what the temple had become under the present leadership there in Jerusalem.
以及当时的这个宗教领袖。
So Jesus' words obviously are a curse of judgment that anticipates his upcoming actions in the temple.
所以耶稣的话实际上是一个审判的宣告。
So we read as we continue in verse 15 of chapter 11, so on reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, Is it not written, My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers.
所以耶稣对这个树有一个审判的预告，也预言着他，预示着他接下来要在圣殿中采取什么样的行动。所以马可接着记载说，十五节，他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣就进入圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，也不许人拿着器具从店里经过，便教训他们说，经上不是记得说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒使他成为贼窝了。
And I think many of us have seen movies about the life of Jesus Christ.
我相信大家很可能看过关于耶稣的电影。
And of course, we probably remember the depiction of this particular scene where Jesus is acting in this way in the temple.
所以那个电影很可能会记录这样，就是耶稣洁净圣殿的这一幕。
And because we didn't see things like this happen very often, it's really kind of a little shocking when you see Jesus with the whip in the temple.
因为耶稣大部分人好像就不会拿这个鞭子在抽的哈，所以当你看，如果你看电影记得那一幕的话，对你肯定会产生一个震撼。
And if you didn't know the Bible very well, or you didn't know Jesus and his life very well, you might think, "Wow, this seems kind of out of character for Jesus."
当你这一幕与你心中的对耶稣的形象不大相符的话，你肯定会想哈，耶稣是不是这个有点太激动了？
I mean, most people, I don't think we carry that kind of image in our head day to day where we're thinking, yeah, Jesus has got the whip and he's going to clean house. I don't think we think of him that way most of the time.
当你大部分人想到耶稣的形象的时候，你不会想到他是一个拿着鞭子在那抽的一个人。
And so some people might think, well, Jesus seems like he's really over the top on this particular occasion. Do you guys use that phrase? Yeah. Over the top.
Not in Chinese.
Oh, okay. Right. 就是超过我们所想象的，对不对？ Sorry. Is that okay if I? Okay. Yeah. So, if you understand more of what's going on, I want you to consider the following.
如果你想了这么多的话呢，大家来思考一下下面几点。
Since this message is primarily about the temple and the judgment on the temple, let's take a look and consider.The design of the temple.
我们先来看，因为这件事情发生是在圣殿里面发生的，所以我们来想，现在先看一看这个圣殿哈。
So the temple precincts can be thought of as having four different courts.
这个圣殿的区域呢，大概有四个院。
There's the court of the Gentiles.
有外邦人的院。
There's the court of women.
有妇女的院。
Right. There's the court of Israel for the Jewish males,
有以色列人或者说犹太男子的院，
and there's the court of the priest that only the priest could enter,
或者有祭司的院。
Right? When Jesus came to Jerusalem, the temple had already been there, but only rebuilt by Herod the Great for actually kind of a short period of time.
当耶稣来到耶路撒冷进入的那个圣殿呢，是那个大希律不久前重建的那一个圣殿。
But during that time, they spent a lot of time and effort to enlarge, expand the area of the temple grounds.
大希律呢，就把那个圣殿的区域扩建了大到大概35个英亩。
So when it says that Jesus is entering the temple courts, what we're really talking about is the court of the Gentiles.
所以当马可记载说耶稣进入圣殿呢，实际上指的是耶稣进入了圣殿中的外邦人院那个区域。
And of course, this was the portion of the temple area or the temple grounds where Gentile proselytes could come and worship.
所以那个区域呢，就是归信犹太教的外邦人来敬拜的地方。
And so this is an illustration of Herod's temple.And where you can see at the top there the court of the Gentiles, and also some area down here where there's the court of the Gentiles.
所以这个外面那一块呢，就是外邦人的院。
Right. And so the temple in Jerusalem is where Jesus and, you know, proselytes, Gentile proselytes would go up and they would offer sacrifices, they'd pay their taxes, and they'd worship and pray.
所以我们想耶路撒冷这个圣殿呢，是犹太人和外邦人他们每年上来朝拜的地方，尤其是在重大节期的时候他们要来朝拜。
And I've been reading a lot about these Old Testament days and the significance of the temple lately in my own studies. This is not in the notes, sorry. But I've been spending a lot of time thinking about the temple and the worship and the sacrifice in my own life recently.
所以我最近也在常常思想在旧约他们那个些敬拜的仪式，一些祭祀的仪式。
And what we learn is that the temple complex was perhaps the most significant site of all for good, pious, God-fearing Jews.
所以圣殿对于信这个犹太人和归信犹太教的外邦人来讲是非常重要一个地方。
Right, it's considered the holy site of the nation.
是他们整个国家里面最神圣的地方，最重要的地方。
And if you look at the way that we see first the tabernacle and then the temple and then finally Jesus himself, we see that it's considered to be the place where heaven and earth intersect.
所以在旧约时候那个是叫会幕啊，到了新约的时候后来就这个圣殿就建起来了。
So when you go there, it's not like going to the market. It's like going to the most sacred place you can imagine. It's the place where you encounter God.
所以这个地方是如此的神圣，是你到那去见上帝的地方，而不是去一个市场。
Right? It's like God clarified through His prophet Isaiah. He said the following.
就好像上帝借着先知以赛亚所宣告的。
He says, and foreigners, the Gentiles, right?Who bind themselves to the Lord, to minister to the Lord, to love the name of the Lord, and to be His servants, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it, and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in this house of prayer.
所以以赛亚书56章这里记载说，还有那些与耶和华联合的外邦人，要侍奉他，要爱耶和华的名。要做他的仆人，就是反守安息日不干饭又持守我约的人，我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。
So not just the Jewish people believe in those Gentiles who were proselytes, they revered the temple and all that it meant.
所以这些即便是外邦人，但他们如果敬畏神的话，他们也到这个圣山，到这个圣殿来敬拜神。
But you know, and the temple grounds is like.Four different sides, and there's four different entrances to the temple grounds.
所以这个圣殿是个有点像个四方形，所以每方面都有入口的。
And because of that, there's a lot of worshippers coming and going, and also merchants moving through the courts, right? And this would add to the noise and the congestion of the temple grounds.
所以因为这个圣殿的四面都有入口，敬拜的人和一些商贩，就是他们也。和一些搬运东西的人，他们就是四方面都进来了，就使那个里面有很多的嘈杂和拥挤。
Right, and because of that, this whole idea of a house of prayer, right, and welcoming Gentiles is not what Jesus encountered on this particular day.
所以旧约的预言说，这个神的殿被称为万民祷告的殿，但到了新约这个时候呢，就变成很拥挤，很多生意的人在里面。
And if we read our Bibles, and a lot of the Bibles I don't know about in Chinese, but printed in English, this portion of the text talks about the cleansing of the temple.
我读圣经的时候就讲到这一段，有个标题就是说耶稣洁净圣殿。
But as I prepared this message and I read a few commentaries, some believe that a more appropriate idea about what's happening is Jesus is not just coming to cleanse the temple, he's coming to shut it down.
所以我觉得耶稣来这里不光是洁净圣殿，他更是关闭圣殿。
Time was up, see, on this calendar, this what we might call the prophetical calendar of God. Time was up and it was time for God's judgment to fall.
所以耶稣来就预表这个时间到了，审判也到了。
And no longer we'll see after this incident, no longer would the temple be where one would go to worship God.
所以时候到了，上帝的审判开始，从此以后人不再是通过这个圣殿来敬拜上帝。
And if you're a careful reader of the text, especially of the Gospels, you will pick up on this theme also in places like John 4.
所以你看到约翰福音第四章是这样记载的。
Where Jesus is engaging this Samaritan woman, and she's talking about, you know, the temple and where the Jews worship and where the Samaritans worship.
所以还记得约翰福音第四章，耶稣在井边遇见一个撒玛利亚妇人，他们一谈话就讲到敬拜的地方。撒玛利亚妇人就说：“我们应该在我们在山上敬拜，犹太人在耶路撒冷敬拜。”
And do you remember what Jesus said to her about that? His response.
那耶稣怎么回答他呢？
He says, there's a time coming when you will not worship the Father in Samaria or Jerusalem on the temple.
耶稣说时候将到，你们拜父也不在那山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
And that's because something huge is about to change in the experience of the way that God meets his people.
因为这样发生的是一件重要的事情，就是神通过耶稣和人相遇。
And so that after Jesus' death, and resurrection, Jesus himself would be the temple where one encounters God.
所以当耶稣死里复活以后，耶稣自己就成为那个圣殿，把人和神带到一起相遇。
And so to initiate this kind of shutting down of the temple, Jesus drives out the temple merchants.
所以为预表这个事件发生，耶稣就把这个店里面做生意的这些商人都赶出去了。
Because this is the one area in the temple courts that was reserved for the Gentiles.
因为外邦人的院，那个地方就是预备着给外邦人信犹太教的来敬拜神的地方。
And they couldn't really come to worship and pray because there's all of these stalls for the sacrificial animals and the money changers scattered here and there.
这些外邦人虽然想来敬拜神，但是呢，在那里就已经变成一个市场了哈，被什么卖牛啊、羊啊、鸽子这些摊位啊和兑换银钱的这些摊位所占领了。
I think John gives us a really good picture of what it looked like on that day.
所以约翰给我们画了，好像给我们画了一幅图画一样哈。
We read in John chapter 2, in the temple courts, Jesus found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers, overturned their tables.To those who sold doves, he said, Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market.
所以约翰福音第二章，约翰就记载了当时发生的情形。耶稣看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，倒出兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子，又对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的殿当作买卖的地方。他的门徒就想起经上记着说，我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
Jesus is turning things over.
耶稣就把这些人都赶出去了。
And you might ask, well, why were there so many money changers there on the temple grounds?
你可会想说，为什么在圣殿山上，圣殿里面还有兑换银钱的人呢？
Because money that would be accepted at the temple, right, that had to be exchanged into what they call the sanctuary shekel.
所以你献祭用的钱必须是兑换成圣殿认可的钱。
So you just couldn't take money off the street, right? Just common money. So you'd have to go to the temple, and when you reached the temple area, you would exchange money, so it would be money that they would honor at the temple.
所以你要献给圣殿的钱必须是圣殿可以接受的钱。
So pilgrimers and pilgrims and worshippers would have to exchange their money to pay also what was called an annual temple tax.
所以朝圣者也必须要来兑换，要缴纳每年的圣殿税。
And sometimes it's referred to as the Lord's offering.
你也可以说那是对他们对于主的奉献。
So there in the outer court, it had become kind of like, I don't know if you've traveled very much, but if you go to the east, it's like going out to a big bazaar open marketplace out in the open.
所以这个外邦人的院呢就变成一个好像一个东方的集市那样子的嘈杂拥挤充满商业活力的活动的。
Right, huh? 活泼的 just very lively, right? A lot of noise and congestion.
就非常非常非常拥挤非常嘈杂的。
And it might remind you of us how God, through the prophet Jeremiah, asked, how, the prophet says, how this house, which bears my name, become a den of robbers to you. How has that happened?
所以想起上帝借着先知耶利米说过的一句话，在耶利米书第七章十一节说，这称为我名下的殿，在你们眼中岂可看为贼窝呢？
And this is interesting. God said, maybe you're not aware, but I've been watching.I've been watching what's happening, the way that you've taken this house of prayer and you've turned it into a place of commerce.
所以你看神一直在关注的地上这些事情，神说这是我的殿，在你们眼中怎么变成了贼窝呢？
And so we see this phrase, the den of robbers, and so sometimes we might think, why is he using the prophet using the word robbers?
为什么这个先知会用这个词用说贼这个字呢？
Well, this...comes from a Greek word lestis.
这个字的字根是一个希腊文的字根叫做 lestis.
And it's a little different than what we might think. It's not talking about people who are short-changing money when they come to buy sacrificial animals. That's not what it is.
这个贼并不是说在圣殿里面给你短斤少两那种奸商哈。
Right? It's more of someone that sometimes it's translated as bandit.Think about someone who's a political agitator, someone who's a radical fundamentalist, that kind of thing.
这里呢更是指的是强盗或者是激进的民族主义者。
So Jesus says the temple has been corrupted by this nationalism, this national spirit and pride among the Jewish leaders.
所以耶稣的意思就是这个圣殿已经腐化了，成为民族主义骄傲的象征。
And so instead of it being a place of sacred holiness, a place of prayer,and worship, it's become a place where political zealots are plotting their next move.
这里不再是祷告的殿了，反而成了政治阴谋的温床。
It's like the prophet Malachi forewarned us that the Lord one day would come.
所以正如先知马拉基早就有的预告预言哈。
And we see on this day, we won't read that whole text because you know I'm always giving you too many texts, so we won't read it, but...It was on this day, just like the prophet forewarned, that one day the Lord would come to his temple.
所以基本上这句话的意思就是说，万军之耶和华说，我你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。
And Mark tells us Jesus used this opportunity to do a little teaching once again.
所以这里马可也记载耶稣借着这个机会对他的门徒做一些教导的工作。
And if we listen carefully, we see that Jesus intended to tell them about what the temple is really for.
耶稣要告诉他的门徒说，这个圣殿到底是要来干什么的呢？
It was to be a house of prayer.
应该是万国祷告的殿。
A worship place for all the nations.
是万国敬拜的殿。
A sacred place where God's glory would be manifest.
是一个彰显上帝荣耀的殿。
His presence could be enjoyed as God's people came together.
是一个享受神同在的圣地。
Sometimes it would be called in the book of Psalms a holy hill.
有些地方说这是一个圣山。
Where hopefully a holy people would gather and ascend to the hill with clean hands to give thanks to the Lord.
上帝的子民在那里以清洁的手和清洁的心来敬拜他。
Right, and to offer worship that is acceptable before God.
给神奉献一个可以神所悦纳的祭。
But that's not what Jesus found.
但是耶稣发现的这个完全不是他想的那样。
And thus his outrage, right, was over how they had turned this place of prayer and worship into a place of commerce that had no regard for Gentiles that were also coming to worship.
所以耶稣愤怒的原因就在于圣殿变成了一个商业中心，而且根本就对贫穷人是一个冷漠的态度。
It's like in a lot of countries, right? All those foreigners, we don't care. We got to sell these animals, right?
所以就像很多国家说，我不在乎外邦人，我只需要在乎我眼前要赚点钱。
So little by little, over time, they denied the Gentile proselytes enough space to come and worship and offer their own prayers.
所以慢慢这些做生意的人就侵占了这个本来是预留给外邦人敬拜神的地方。
Because now the temple had become something altogether different.
所以这个圣殿好像就完全的变味了。
A center for Jewish nationalism.
它变成一个犹太人的一个政治中，犹太那个民族主义的中心了。
So just as Jesus has acted out a judgment parable with the fig tree, so now, symbolically, he's disrupting all of this nonsense, this commerce in the temple.
所以正如耶稣用无花果树演出了一个象征性的比喻，审判的比喻，现在他也用行动象征性的打断了圣殿的商业活动，好让外邦人可以进入并敬拜上帝。
So let's see how the religious leaders respond.
让我们来看看这个宗教领袖的反应。
Right. In verse 18, the chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him. For they feared because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching.
所以祭司长和文士听见这话呢，就想法的要杀掉耶稣，但却又怕他，因为众人都稀奇他的教训。
So the chief priests and the scribes are already plotting once again how to silence this Messiah Jesus, so called.
所以祭司长和文士他们就想办法要让耶稣闭嘴，或者不要消，或者消失。
Yeah, he's interrupting their business, so they're going to destroy this disruptor.
啊，所以呢，他们因为祭司长和文士他们一直从这个圣殿的制度中他们获利啊，他是既得利益阶层，所以他们就想办法，耶稣来了，把他们好像把他的利益链给他打断了，所以就想要除掉耶稣。
But they're not able to do it at this moment because the people are just like, oh, this, we've never seen someone like Jesus before.
他们但就不敢下手，为什么呢？因为这个人民都吸取耶稣的教训。
So as we continue to verse 19, Mark tells us the following.
所以我们继续到第十九节。
When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city.
所以到了晚上，耶稣和门徒就离开了耶路撒冷。
Just use your imagination. That must have been quite a day in the city.Of Jerusalem with Jesus and all of that happening.
你想想那一天发生了多少事儿。
Then Mark completes this story that he's telling, this kind of sandwich narration, and he tells us, goes back and talks about at the close the fig tree once again.
但这个耶稣离开了，但这个夹心结构的叙述还没有结束，我们又来看到第二天发生的事。
And so he adds, in the morning, the next day, as they went along,They saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and he said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered.
所以早晨他们从那里经过，看见那一棵被咒诅的无花果树连根都枯干的。彼得就想起耶稣的话来，就对他说，拉比，请看，你所咒诅的无花果树已经枯干了。
But there's more, right? There's a little bit more here. Jesus uses this cursed fig tree to draw a parallel.
耶稣用这个被枯干被咒诅的无花果树来做一个比喻。
Alright, he wants to teach us a deeper lesson.
他给我们一个更深的教训。
Okay, he says, have faith in God. Jesus answered, truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, okay, remember this word mountain, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart,But believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them.
耶稣就回答他说，你们当信服神，我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
Apparently what the Lord judges withers.
很明显，耶稣如果要咒诅什么，那就一定，那个东西一定就枯干了。
Like this fig tree, right?
就好像这个无花果树一样。
He says, let no one ever eat fruit from you again.
耶稣当初对他的审判就是从今以后永没有人吃你的果子。
And that reminded me of something that John the Baptist said when he introduced Jesus in his ministry.
我就记得这个施洗约翰当他介绍耶稣的时候他说了这样一句话。
When he's talking about the judgment of God is at hand.
他说当时他说到的是神的审判已经马上要来了。
But he also uses this particular metaphor.
但是他讲这个时候他用了个比喻来讲这段。
He says the axe is already at the root of the trees and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire.
他在马太福音里面记载说现在斧子已经放在树根上凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
Okay, we got it back. Yeah. So, remember those are the words from John the Baptist as he came in the wilderness preaching.
所以这段话是施洗约翰当他从旷野出来宣传道的时候他所说的话。
This is the Lord's judgment we're talking about.
这就是上帝的审判了。
So unfruitful and frustrating God's purposes for so long, finally the temple leaders would no longer be able to mediate the gifts of God to God's people.
神的审判意味着那因为长久以来不结果子并阻碍上帝的旨意这个民族的宗教领袖将不再作为上帝祝福的管道。
This is no matter what, have faith in God.
但是我们要对神有信心。
Not these beloved institutions like the temple.
不要把我们的信心建立在这个被政治化领袖操纵的宗教制度上。
These institutions that can, like our own institutions, can be easily politicized.
那个时候的政治制度是这样，现在的政治制度一样的是可以。
Where leaders with a lot of power are abusing others and ignoring others, and there's corruption.
任何一个制度，它都有可能被这个。制度的领袖被他操纵被他应当他的腐败所以他就能够随心所欲。
Where they have no regard for the poor, the marginalized, or the foreigner.
他也不关心贫穷人也不关心外邦人。
And so as they've done for centuries, remember that what Jeremiah said, right? Jeremiah's prophecy that the leaders, you know, they have this idea that it's okay, we got the temple.We're safe, you know, as long as we go to the temple, we give our sacrifices, we're good.
在以色列人中他们有一个虚假的信心在耶利米时代呢这个耶利米书就已经说了哈他们以为只要圣殿存在他们就一定安全。在耶利米书第七章第四节记载这样一段话说你们不要依靠虚谎的话说这是耶和华的殿是耶和华的殿是耶和华的殿。
Yeah, so he's done good preparation, right? Yeah, so this is text from Jeremiah chapter 7.
这是耶利米书第七章记载的。
And Jesus, God there is exposing the false security that his people have. They wrongly believe that because that we have the temple that it's okay no matter what we, no matter how we live, we're okay, you know, we're connected to the temple.
他们觉得他们有个虚假的安全感觉得只要圣殿存在他们就没事儿。
And we're not talking about primarily the average Jew, but we're especially talking about the people in power, the religious leaders. You know, they had this thing that it's okay. It's almost like a person that says, I live like I want to live, but it's okay. I go to church. I give money. It's okay. It's that kind of mentality.
那这段还不光是指的这个底层的百姓说的，更是指的宗教领袖说的。他们觉得只要这圣殿存在，我干什么都行。
Right, and God says, don't believe, it's a lie. Those are deceptive words, don't believe it.
所以这里神说不要相信这些虚假的话那都是骗你的。
He says, I'm going to shut this operation down.
耶稣说我要把这一套的这个宗教这些虚假的东西我都给它关掉。
Don't trust in deceptive words.
不要被这个虚假的话骗了。
And I would say the same thing for us today.We have to decide, are we Americans? Are we first and foremost, our core identity? Are we followers of Christ? Don't trust deceptive words.
所以这段话对我们现在的生活一样的有的应用的价值哈。就是我们现在你有两个身份，你也是美国人，你也是上帝的选民，你到底是哪一个先呢？
The Lord says, I've been watching, I see everything.
神在天上看，他在观看地上所有的事情。
stealing, murdering, committing adultery, swearing falsely, worshiping idols, I see all of it.
当时那些人在地上一面犯罪，干的是偷盗、杀人、奸淫、欺假誓、拜偶像这些事情。
God saw that the temple that bears His name had been utterly corrupted.
神也看到他的圣殿被这些犯罪的人跑到圣殿来，他们把圣殿都腐败了。
Right. So we're talking about have faith in God despite all of that that's happening.
所以这里来到，耶稣就说，尽管这些发生了很多事情，耶稣说你们要信神。
Yeah, and I'm just coming back to that text where Jesus is encouraging them. I want you to still have faith in God.
所以耶稣说，即便这些有发生这些事情，圣殿有这么腐败的现象，但是你们还是要对神有信心。
No matter how crazy it is getting, I want you to listen to my words. I want you to trust me.
不管这世上发生什么事，你们要听我的话。
And as you pray, God does hear. He will respond to our prayers.
当你祷告的时候，神确实听到了，也听见了，会对你的祷告有一个回应。
Especially those prayers are in alignment with God's concerns.
尤其是你的祷告跟神的旨意是重合的话。
Right. And so you can be a part, we can be a part of joining this prayer movement where mountains can be moved.
我们可以跟神我们的祷告可以移山的。
And I think Jesus is talking about the Temple Mount, that these mountains can be overthrown.
我相信耶稣说的这个山可以移下来的话，它是指的这个圣山，就是圣殿所在的那座山啊，这座山是可以被推到海里去的。
Right. So Jesus adds at the close of this text, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
耶稣就说当你祷告的时候你相信已经成就的就会成就的。
Right. He's watching, he knows what's going on. God is faithfully at work even when you can't see that God is at work.
所以即便你祷告的时候你看不见神在做什么但你要相信神会做的。
Even when it's not apparent to us.
即便你外表上可能暂时还没有看不到。
Now note that Jesus does not give us a kind of feeling that you pray and itInstantly, he will answer your prayer. We don't get that as we take a closer look at the text.
这里耶稣并不是说你好像你祷告这个事情马上就立刻就发生的哈。
Jesus, in other words, is not advocating some kind of transactional relationship with God where I pray and mountains are moving left and right. It's not that kind of thing.
耶稣这里说的不是说好像我们跟神之间有一个交易和我对头一祷告那头他马上做事。
Yeah, he's never advocating this kind of transactional way of interacting with God where, you know, I pray and I command God to do something.
对，他耶稣说的祷告，这里的耶稣说的祷告不是说我们好像在命令神做事，我们一说话，神就马上做事。
And the reason that's important is because we only see part of the problem, right? We don't see the whole problem. And the way we want to solve the problem sometimes is notGod's way to solve the problem.
啊，这为什么会这样呢？因为我们常常看到的是问题的一个局部，我们看不到一个问题的全部。但神能够看到，所以他来解决问题的方法是用他的方法，不是用我们所理解的方法。
In fact, it would be another entire generation before this judgment would be altogether culminated.
所以，甚至神可能兴起另外一代的人来解决这个问题。
Right? It would be in 70 A.D. before the temple would be destroyed.
所以这个圣殿山后来什么时候被毁掉的呢？70年之后。
Nevertheless, God invites us to join Him in these prayers of faith.
所以虽然神要我们在当时耶稣就叫的门徒跟他一起祷告。
Right. This is just an artistic depiction of the day in AD 70 when the temple was overthrown.
这个画呢就是想到当时70年之后圣殿被毁的情象。
Right? Yeah, I think that's interesting. But that day came. We're talking about mountain moving prayer where we agree with God that His will be done in this situation.
所以这个移山的祷告是因为神已经要移动到这个山了，我们的祷告跟神的旨意是重叠的。
But I don't get to determine how it happens and according to my schedule, it doesn't work that way.
但我们的祷告不能跟神说你一定要现在做啊，因为神有他的时间表。
So moving mountains, we use these in the Christian life, we use these as metaphors to talk about engaging God in prayer.
所以当我们用移山这个来比喻的话呢，其实就是我们在跟神一个祷告一个比喻。
And as we look at the first centuries, even following the writing of the New Testament, we see this in the Jewish literature, they would speak in this way.
我们在犹太的这个文献里面常常看见他用这样的方式来说话。
So,this mountain we're talking about is Mount of Olives or the Temple Mount.
这个山呢，可能是橄榄山，也可能是圣殿山。
And so after Christ's death and after his resurrection, all would meet through Christ himself. Christ would be the temple where God's people gather.
所以当耶稣死后呢，圣殿上的幔子裂开，当他复活以后呢，他就成为那座圣殿了。
And we get little glimpses of this. This is why Jesus said, you destroy this body, this temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days.
这就是为什么耶稣说你们把这个圣殿毁坏三天之后我让它重建。
Right? Because I am the temple.
因为耶稣的自己就是那座圣殿。
And we see later, after Pentecost, that Jesus' people, his followers, would also be the temple of God.
但到了五旬节我们还看见那个教会就是耶稣的这个子民就是那座圣殿。
And so Jesus adds this final word.
最后耶稣加了个重要的话。
He says verse 25-26, and when you stand praying, right, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, right? Forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins.
所以耶稣这里说你们站着祷告的时候若想起有人得罪你们就当饶恕他。好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
Because we represent God's temple now, God's new temple.
因为我们就是我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
We are a forgiven people.
我们要饶恕那些得罪我们的人。
Yeah, but I mean, our identity is we are a forgiven people.
因为我们自己首先被神饶恕了。
And because we are a forgiven people, we extend the forgiveness of Christ to others.
因为我们被神饶恕了，所以我们能够饶恕那些得罪我们的人。
And all through the scriptures, we see God's people, Old Testament, New Testament, they would stand, they would have their hands upraised, and they would pray before the Lord.
我们不管在旧约里面，在新约里面，看见神的子民举起圣洁的手向神祷告
，calling on the name of the Lord,
呼叫神的名。
Paul talks about it. He says, this is in his letter to Timothy. He says, I desire, therefore, that God's people.In every place, pray. There it is. Okay, not just the temple. In every place, I want you to stand and pray.
所以保罗说，我愿男人无愤怒、无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。不光是在圣殿，在别的地方也是祷告。
Lifting up what holy hands before God?
要举起圣洁的手。
Without anger and without doubting.
没有愤怒，没有怀疑。
Holy hands means that these are clean hands, that you are seeking to actually follow Jesus to live a holy life.
就是圣洁的手就是说你要跟随主过一个圣洁的生活。
Not just talking about Jesus, but actually trying to follow him.
就是要跟从耶稣啊。
Becoming who we're called to be a holy nation.
神也呼召他的子民成为一个圣洁的国度。
But with this idea of we are the temple, and so walking in this way so that others through us encounter God.
所以因着我们是一个圣洁的国度，当别人接触到我们的时候，他们也能够经历神。
Right? So when you think of the temple, think about that. This is the place where we meet God. And so when other people meet us, they hopefully encounter God himself.
所以当我们过一个圣洁生活，我们就好像和神相交，但当别人遇到我们的时候，他经过借着我们，他们也与神相交。
Like the writer to Hebrews said, this is Hebrews chapter 12, he said, pursue peace with everyone as well as holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
所以希伯来书对我们有劝勉，他说你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
So as a young Christian, I always read that particular passage in one way, according to my background, about, okay, so I must live a holy life if I want to see the Lord after I die. But I'm not sure that's what he's talking about.
我相信自己说的不光是我个人层面说啊，我因为要 过个圣洁的生活，这样我死后我可以见神，可以到上帝那里去。这不刚讲的不光是个人层面的。
Especially us in the West, us Americans, we like the individual application to the Bible all the time.
我们在美国，在西方人常常读圣经都是说应用在我个人的层面。
I think what he means is if we live as living stones, if we recognize that we are together the temple of God, that through us others will see God.
他这里希伯来书这里劝勉的是，更是指一个团体的要追求圣洁。
And that really changes it. They are able to see God if I walk with Jesus, right?
这里说到，就是因为我们这个团体的，这个群体都追求圣洁，所以别人来跟我们接触的时候，他们就能够看见主。
This reminds me of what Jesus advocated before he judged the temple.
这里又让我想到耶稣在他对我们，他在圣殿审判之前所教导的话。
You remember this verse here in Matthew where Jesus is talking in light of the temple. He said, when you come there, he said, if your relationships are not right, okay, it's not just coming with your gift, your sacrifice. He says, first, leave all that and make sure that your relationships are right with others in the family of God.
所以耶稣的教导说，所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去和弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
Right. So he says, don't think, oh, the temple or my religious faithfulness, because, you know, I'm going, I'm offering sacrifices, I'm worshiping. God says, no, I'm looking at other things. I'm looking at how you treat your neighbor. I'm looking at how you talk about one another. I'm looking at your lives. And if, is it more and more reflecting the life of Christ himself?
所以当你来到神面前献祭的时候，神说，我看的，我要的不光是献祭，我要看你生命中的其他的，你是怎么在背后跟人家，你在和别人的交往的时候，你是在心里在怎么想的，你会不会在背后说人家等等。
So, he's talking about the kind of believing faith, right, that lives a different kind of life.
所以神要的不光是你要你的信仰，他还要你信仰产生的行为和生活。
And if you dare to live such a life, such a consecrated life, he says you will have prayers, mountain moving prayers that will impact others.
如果你的信仰和你的生活是一致的话，那你的祷告就是一个移山的祷告了。
Okay, so we're out of time. What is our takeaway?
最后
is it just 3 points real quick? Yeah.
最后我们来讲三点，我们的总结。
And we won't read this because the whole message is about point A, right? Yeah, so let's go to the second point. Yeah, God has called us to be a temple to the nations.
神呼召我们是一个圣殿的国度。
Right, yeah. We are the temple of God. And so I love these verses that we see here. Paul exhorts us. He says, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in our midst.
所以保罗说，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
For the temple of God, read it with me. The temple of God is holy, and that is what you are.
神的殿是圣的，那殿就是你们。
Right. Yeah, that is what you are. I don't believe that every day. Sometimes I have a hard time believing that because my life is still, you know, under construction. But this is the word of the Lord.You are the temple of God.
神的殿，神的话说，我们就是神的殿。虽然说有时候我在日常生活中感觉不到这一点，但是神的话是就这么说的。
Yeah. And he also said in his letter to 2 Corinthians, so what agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God.
那哥林多后书又有记载说，神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿。
I will live with them and walk among them.
神说我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往。
I will be their God and they will be my people.
我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Let's pray.
好，我们祷告。
Thank you for the hope.
主，我们谢谢你给我们的盼望。
Thank you, Lord, for the joy of being the place where you dwell. Lord, we thank you for that.
主，我们谢谢你，因为你与我们同在，带给我们无穷的喜乐。
Yeah. Lord, we love you, and we ask for grace to listen to this word and try our best to support each other as we now try to walk in the light of your words.
我们听到你的话，求你赐给我们恩典，帮助我们能够照着话的去行。
We need your help, Lord.
我们需要你的帮助。
我们这样子祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 好，下面时间请敬拜团队带我们唱回应诗歌。
唱诗歌314首，我们只唱两节好不好？因为今天时间比较少。
做一个回应祷告。
Father, thank you for giving us the message. Yes, you sent Jesus to be the temple, the third temple. That the temple, the second temple was destroyed, and in 3 days he rebuilt the temple. His body is the temple, and we worship you